With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. As Montana schools begin to provide education remotely in order to reduce the spread of coronavirus, parents will be serving as their child's co-teacher at home. For many, that's a large undertaking, but it's even more of a challenge for parents of students with special needs. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
7 plus 2.
9.
That's right.
Noah is a fifth grader in the West Valley School District, and he's working on some math with his grandma at home because schools in Montana remain closed, at least until April 10th. His mom, Kelly Fisk, explains that Noah has a chromosome disorder.
You know, he has multiple seizures a day. He has severe learning disabilities, low IQ. Just very complicated kid.
Fisk says keeping Noah on track with schoolwork at home can be a struggle in normal times. But now, with him learning full-time at the kitchen table, there's more than just homework to consider. Noah receives specialized curriculum under what's known as an Individualized Education Plan, or IEP, that outlines not only his academic and life skill goals, like learning 100 new words or understanding social boundaries, but the supports that are supposed to get him there.
Yeah, so he receives X amount of minutes of speech and OT, occupational therapy, every week. So they take him out of class and he goes and meets with a specialist. So that will not happen while we're shut down.
To be clear, Fisk says her son's school is trying as best as it can to get creative with services, and she's willing to be flexible. But she doesn't feel prepared to carry out a lot of things outlined in her son's plan.
Even if I could get him to do schoolwork, I'm definitely not qualified as a speech and OT specialist.
For now, schools are outlining the broad strokes of how they will deliver education and other services in plans ordered by Governor Steve Bullock. Those are due by Monday in order to maintain state funding. About a fourth of Montana's 400 school districts have finalized their plans with local school boards and the governor's office. But how services will be delivered to special ed students will have to be done on a case-by-case basis, a charge led by the teams that put together IEPs for students. In the Kalispell School District, Jen Stein is the principal of Edgerton Elementary and also a parent to a special needs child. She says that any drop in behavioral supports, consistent one-on-one instruction, or accommodations for physical disabilities will make it harder to get kids back on track when they return to class, especially for younger, less independent children.
Those are the kids that I am really concerned about as far as not having the schedule, not having all those supports. And really, if that part of their being is struggling, then catching up or coming back to do academics will be even more challenging.
Kalispell Special Education Director Sarah Cole says the district has a little over 700 students with identified disabilities. And she explains the district is trying to deliver as many services as it can online or remotely. But there are limits.
We might have kids on the autism spectrum, students with Down syndrome, students who have pretty significant intellectual impairments who might not be able to sustain attending to direct instruction provided via Google Hangout or on a device.
Cole explains that if students with IEPs can't receive all of their regular services during school closures, their teams will have to assess the situation when school doors are open again.
And so that's the population of students that we're really going to, when school's back in session, do some assessment and then pull those IEP teams together to see if there's any compensatory services that we need to provide.
That's what the U.S. Department of Education is telling districts to do for now. Montana Office of Public Instruction Special Education Director Jennifer Klein says the issue is it's entirely unknown how long school doors will be closed for and just how much flexibility there is in federal law when it comes to not providing certain services under the circumstances. Klein says there's also questions about when and how students should be assessed when they do return to school.
The federal government right now is looking at the law and trying to determine what do they have the ability to give flexibility to districts within the agency itself, the Office of Special Education Programs, or does something need to have actually truly be an act of Congress.
Disability advocates like Disability Rights Montana are watching and working with OPI, but most of all, they're pushing for flexibility with families during this unprecedented time. Fisk says, as a parent, she understands school will look different this year and maybe next year as well.
But I think that they'll do what they need to make sure that the kids get caught up. The unknowns are still kind of scary, though. Like, it's just a waiting game, and no one likes a waiting game.
Just how long that waiting game will last, nobody knows. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.